B'tachin for life, shir number 92, Monday, Parshas Ba'alei Yischa. We are discussing that B'tachin has the power to remove Yisurim and Saris from a person, and the explanation is because the purpose of Yisurim is to help a person get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through B'tachin, a person can come closest to Hashem, and therefore there is no point in having Yisurim for a person that has B'tachin. So first of all, we have to understand what Yisurim are. Chazal say that even if a person sticks his hand into his pocket and takes out the wrong coin, that is considered Yisurim. Any minute inconvenience that happens in a person's life is considered Yisurim and is mechaper on a person's averus. And the reason for that is because we are all children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intimately involved in every area of our life. And therefore, every area of life should work out perfectly. And if something goes minutely off, for whatever reason, even the smallest thing, it's considered Yisurim, because that's not the way it's supposed to be. A person is supposed to live a perfect life. The only reason why a person experiences minor and sometimes major inconveniences is because of a person's averus. And we have to keep that in mind. Even the silly things that don't really bother us that much, they're just frustrating, they are all a direct message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to us 24 hours a day. The question is if we listen to what he's saying. But he talks to us every second of the day. Everything that happens to us is a direct message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the concept of Hashkacha Pratis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every minute detail of our life. So when a person realizes this, and he internalizes the concepts of B'tachin, and he feels like he's living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu into his life, like we explained, such a person is close to Hashem, and therefore there's no reason for him to experience these minor, and sometimes, chas v'shalom, these major inconveniences that happen in our life, because again, they are only here to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person realizes this, and says that even when he has a minor inconvenience, it wasn't just by chance, it came directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is a fundamental part of B'tachin itself. And when he internalizes this, that is the reason that those inconveniences should go away, because he is internalizing B'tachin. So let's just add that there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Rabim machoivim l'rosha v'habiteach b'Hashem chesed yisoivavenu. The pasuk says there are many pains that a rosha experiences, and a person that has B'tachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is surrounded by chesed. The understanding is like we've explained. A rosha, unfortunately, has many averus, and therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam sends him many machoivim, many pains. So what is the solution to get rid of his pains? The pasuk says, V'habiteach b'Hashem chesed yisevevenu. The pasuk doesn't say that he has to become a tzaddik. Yes, of course, a rasha should work on becoming a tzaddik, and that is ultimately the objective. But the pasuk is teaching us this powerful lesson. Unfortunately, we have many averus, and we want to get rid of our machoivim. We want to get rid of our tzaris. The pasuk is teaching us v'habiteach b'Hashem chesed yisevevenu. Even if a person has averus, if he has b'tachin in the Ribbono Shel Olam, he will be surrounded by chesed and saved from his tzaris, Emet Hashem.